Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports with Mike Max this morning on WCCO, and the Twins were on fire last night. Man, it was fun.
We got some really good ABs from a lot of different guys throughout the lineup. It was a very nice night.
The Rocco should feel good about that one, Max. A nice solid win over a good Houston team.
Oh, yeah, Brad Peacock's a good pitcher. He had a tough time locating a little bit in the strike zone, but they got after him early. C.J. Cron played a really nice game. He had a gap shot there to make it 2-0, then defensively. He kind of continues to impress. He made a Herbeck-like catch over his shoulder, and he bailed Marwin Gonzalez out of a couple of potential errant throws. He might be finding himself a little bit there. And Jason Castro hits a home run last night. And, you know, when he played for Houston, you know what they called him? Castro the Astro. I like that one.
Sounds like something from the Jetsons.
I knew Lynch would like that one.
Oh, that's right up his alley.
Odorizzi, I know he wanted to finish the sixth inning there, and I know you can see the look of frustration when they take him out. That's one of Rocco's calling cards, is as he feels the guy's getting stretched at all. He doesn't care that they're about to qualify for a win or not, and last night he got it. But Odorizzi did enough things right to, you know, get into the bullpen, and then the fear there was Rice Harper gave one up to Carlos Correa, three-run homer, and you go, uh-oh. And the Twins got it back, and it was, I mean, they scored a lot of runs, like you just said, a lot of good at-bats over the last, you know, 4 or 5 days, just a lot of guys dialed in. Nelson Cruz even had 2 infield hits last night. That's when you know things are going well.
I want to go back to something you talked about earlier, though, in the week, Mike, I mean last week, rather, and that is what happened again last night. So I'm listening to, actually, Chris was calling the game last night with Danny, and
yeah.
There was that Reddick was on first base, and there was a hit to the wall,
and then
Rosario picks it up, fires it into Polanco, who throws a strike to Castro, and Reddick, who's a great base runner, a really good ball player, was thrown out by quite a margin.
Big, big play again, because you get the out plus the inning's over. You know, you made another at bat, which could have been a rally, and that was it. Yeah, that was it. And they executed that relay perfect. I mean, Polanco threw a bullet to Castro, and they hit right on the dime and had him. And then Reddick had an error in the outfield, too, where the ball went by. I mean, he's a really good player. He had a couple hits last night, but he doesn't make those mistakes very often. Last night he made a few. Not that the base run, that wasn't a mistake, but it was just a great play by the Twins. But to your point, you know, it's the hidden runs, the ones that don't show up. The day before, cutting one off in left field that Rosario did that prevented the tying run from scoring. Boy, those little things add up in a hurry. And you do those things right, the old Tom Kelly theory, man. You pitch a little, you field the ball a little bit, you'll be okay for 162 games. You can do that well, you're in good shape.
A day closer to the draft, anything new out of the Vikes?
Well, I don't think that they're, you know, I think they're very, they've got such a good system out there from the standpoint of these guys have been doing it together for a long time with Scott Studwell and George Payton and the whole group. And so it's very systematic for Rick Spielman to go in there and go, okay, this is, you know, everybody knows where they're at. They've looked at everybody. They know the scenarios with the trade. I still think there are scenarios there where they could easily move down for a couple of picks here and there in the draft. I don't know if it'll be in the first round or not. We talked last night that T.J. Hockenson was available as a tight end out of Iowa. If he falls to them at 18, would they take a shot at him? And I don't know. I Rudolph still got a lot of game left in him, and I don't know that you'd want to. You know, 2 tight ends don't do you a lot of good, but it's just interesting fodder right now. Those kind of conversations.
Boy, is it ever. Hey, shout out to the Gophers softball player, Amber Fizer, Big Ten Pitcher of the Week. Fourth time.
Yeah, fourth time this year already. That tells you, you know, you pitch multiple games, obviously, every weekend. So when you get sweeps, you can be involved in a lot of wins, and she has been. But they're rolling a little bit here. They got it going. They're a top 20 team. They're not top 10, but they're top 20. And it looks like they got a little bit of mojo going. And those Minnesota teams, softball and baseball, you just kind of wait until May to see what they got, because they play in such cold weather. And, you know, they get through April, and then in May is when you kind of find out what they got.
You know, I don't, Max, I don't spend a whole lot of time talking about myself, I hope, very often. But tonight, if you'd indulge me for a second, you're not going to believe this. But right. For the first time in 30 years,
yeah.
I get to go to a Dunkers meeting.
Today? Tonight? What?
Tonight, yeah.
Are they have night meetings now?
No, well, it's their final one of the year. But something.
Wow,
I think they sent the invitation to the wrong place, and I quickly replied, wow. Yeah, I'll be there.
I mean, wow, man, that is huge. Is that because it's your birthday?
This is monumental because for years Sid has barred both of us from attending this event.
Oh, gosh, yeah. So, wow, man, this is huge. Your birthday and that. Hang on 1 second. Put those over there, guys. That's the last load, I think, right? Thank you. Oh, I got candles being delivered for Ron Sheriff's cake. The truck, yeah. I got to go tip the truck driver.
Well, yeah, you do. And then the fire marshal needs to be tipped in order to light all those babies.
Needs to approve it. I'm the first to get there this year.
Yeah. Happy birthday to you, Ron. Like we mean it. Anyway. But anyway, so Dunkers tonight, Maxie. This is the first. And I'm just kind of, it's kind of a big deal to me. So.
Did you go get a new suit?
Well, I'd have to get a suit for in the first place. So anything I have would have to be new. but I'll wear a new golf shirt. I got one of those. So anyway, the other thing I wanted to mention
remember,
to you.
Remember, everything's off the record. We've never spoken there.
Yeah, I all these years, people don't realize Sid has kept both of us out of there. He's never allowed us.
One time Red McCombs went there, and everything's supposed to be off the record. And Red talked about threatened to leave, you know, that they might leave the Minnesota FMK Stadium. And Sid wrote it in the column. I said, Sid, I thought all that stuff was off the record. He says, no, it's that good, buddy.
Hey, speaking of, Easter weekend, all the kids came home, right? And honestly, my daughter comes in with her boyfriend. What's the first thing she does? Leads them to the top of the fridge and counts the boxes and bags of Old Dutch chips. I'm serious.
Oh, man. She's going, see, this is how committed I am, and I wasn't kidding about this. We really do feature Old Dutch at home. And you know what that does?
Mm-hmm.
You know this. Yeah, let's say the guy, if it's first time at your house or somebody the first time over all those things, you talk about the ultimate and break it down the barrier and say, once you show them the Old Dutch and you've seen it a thousand times, Dave, they go, boy, you people must be all right. I can trust you.
Well,
especially when you throw a variety of packs so you know that you're thinking of them and they can pick whatever they want, whatever flavor they want. What did he go with, you know?
I'm pretty sure when I walked away from the fridge, I thought or heard him say, boy, your dad is really cool.
Exactly. And, you know, that's the effect that you look for.
I think I heard it. I'm not real. I can't confirm.
Yeah, I know. Something like that, right?
Yeah, it was,
you know,
close.
Cool and fool are real close, but yeah.
But that's it. If you want to be a cool kid, man, get the Old Dutch and have them in your house. That's just the way it works. And we had four. I had two boxes of the Sloppy Joes, by the way.
Oh, you had.
Yeah.
Past tense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, when your two sons get home, that's why you get that wall safe.
Well, the middle one came home. You know him very well. First thing he did was open up one of the bags. Didn't even ask. I come to the kitchen table, and there he is eating a bag. Had half of it done already. So,
yeah, and then the other one was somewhere in his trunk, right? Again,
yeah. Absolutely. Well, you know that game. Yeah. You got those two kids.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, because he wanted to get there before Mike got there.
Absolutely. Yeah, you've seen him eat too. You know all the Lee kids.
Yep, he claimed a couple bags. We've been through this before. Yep, exactly.
Hey, Max, you get those Old Dutch chips now, folks. Get them like Max and I do every week at olddutchfoods.com. You can also check the list of athletes and teams of the week that we've had as well. Can you come back at 8:40?
Let's do it.
Mike Max, WCCO. 8:39 at WCCO. The Twins get a nice win again last night.
Can waved around third. Here comes the throw of Polanco to the plate, and he's going to be out. At home. Nice job.
Yeah, that was that relay we were talking about earlier, Mike Max, with Rosario to Polanco to Castro. But listen to this on catchers, Mike, looking at some of the names. Twins catchers have a .7 wins above replacement. That's second best in the majors right now.
They have a what is it? What's the statistic?
It's a 0.7 wins above replacement, that WAR number you see once in a while on the stats.
Yeah, yep.
But number two in the majors.
That WAR number is like, it's a little complicated to explain in a minute, but it's like everything to agents and people and free agency. It's the new chic thing that they I was just talking to an agent the other day, and I was asked about a certain player, and, you know, in 30 seconds, he had his WAR number up, which for better or worse, is establishing value with players in the open market, et cetera. And it's a little bit complex, but it's supposed to be a formula that tells you, you know, how good a player this is, and factor everything in, you know, arm strength, how his teams do when he plays, all that stuff. And so you hear a lot about that. Baseball, you know, recreates itself a lot with the shift and everything else in the last few years. Probably seen more, wouldn't you say we've seen more innovation, for better or worse, in the last 6 years than we've seen over the last 50 years in baseball with shifts and bullpen starters and everything else that we've seen that we've never seen for years.
No doubt about it. And then Byron Buxton last night, they finally threw him out, which ends his streak. But the Twins, this is a little bit of a concern at some point, Maxie, that they've only stolen four bases all season.
Yeah, and sometimes that's a philosophy. Sometimes you go, let's play for the big inning and let guys swing for the fences. And sometimes it's because you're challenged, you know, speed-wise. So if you look at this team, obviously Buxton runs really well. Kepler can run a little bit. Rosario can. I've never seen him as a base stealer. Polanco a little bit. But then you get into guys that are pretty good size. Gonzalez is a big guy. Schopes is a big guy. Obviously, your first baseman, your catcher are never going to. And generally speaking, your DH, Nelson Cruz, isn't going to in this case. So they don't have a lot of real flyers there. Sometimes you can find guys in the midst of it there. And I'm not sure Eddie runs that. You know, some guys, as you know, David, it's about speed a little bit. Paul Molitor is one of the best base runners, maybe one of the best that we've ever seen in Major League Baseball. But it's a lot more than that. It's about understanding the game, the rhythm. And you see those managers sitting there, those stopwatches, and they're trying to measure from rubber to home plate how quick a guy is, and then they determine whether they're going to run or not that night with that pitcher, with that runner, and then if they're guessing the guy's going to throw a curveball, they get another nanosecond. So it becomes a lot about a science, too, and it's a very complicated science, again, for people to understand.
Yeah, well, and our buddy Paul Molitor, I'm glad you mentioned him, maybe one of the best third basemen ever to play that position when he played there. I mean, that guy was remarkable. I don't care what kind of analytics you did on him, he just played as hard as he could. That's what that boiled down to.
Yeah, got injured a lot because of it, but he could run the bases and he understood what pitchers were trying to do all the time, which explains his Hall of Fame batting average as well. But that's a special kind that are real students of the game like that. Some guys can do it on natural ability. He had both because he had some God gifts for sure, but he also studied all the time and he changed the game.
Hey, 7 of the 14 Big Ten teams are auditioning quarterbacks, and a lot of it has to do with that transfer rule. Anything coming out of Minnesota regarding those kind of transfers coming here?
I think they got one or two for this next year, one from Notre Dame. They have not, you know, they haven't struck gold with any transfers. They've done it on the basketball side. Akeem Springs was a good player for him a couple years ago. That's about it. This is an interesting one. Jesse Eaney, who people might remember in Rochester, was a great all-around athlete, played boys and girls, played boys tennis. She went to North Carolina, played tennis, and they just won the conference. And now she's going to grad transfer as a hockey player because she hasn't played hockey before, so she's going to transfer to Connecticut and play hockey because in North Carolina they don't offer it. So this whole grad transfer thing, every time with Mark Coyle, but it's really interesting. And the Gophers have not been able to, you know, cash in any big timer at the quarterback position, which is kind of a common one for guys to go if they're second teamers. They've kind of developed these kids now, so that I think they're pretty comfortable with what they've got right now running the system.
Yeah, it's interesting. What are you going to be covering today, by the way?
I'm going to be at. I'm going to go over to the Gophers this morning to do a story, and then I'm going to Rick Spielman's press conference. He'll talk about the draft, and I'm going to shoot a high school story this afternoon. So we're going to have a busy day, but a fun day.
Yeah, wish you had a little more on your plate, Max. You don't work hard enough.
It's fun stuff, though. And you know what I really like is in Houston they have a roof on that stadium, and that means there's no way that they can have a rain delay tonight.
Yeah,
so I can't be called in.
You can feel confident about tonight.
Yes. So all I got to do is clean Lynch's office again. But I, you know, the spring cleaning is always the worst up there.
Yeah, it is. And then make sure you get back some of those bags of Old Dutch chips that somehow went missing off my desk.
I'll try to find them, man.
Maxie, have a great day. I look forward to seeing you on TV. And in the meantime, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Thanks, Dave.
He is Mike Max here on WCC. A reminder, the 43rd Annual Winfield Awards Banquet coming up Sunday, June 2nd. And it's a great event. Stevie Winfield and his staff do a great job on it. And this year, the keynote speaker is the awesome Frank White. That'll really be fun. So make sure that you get over there for that as well. It is 8:45 at WCCO here in the morning news. The 12K a day giveaway back on Monday. You have a chance to win $1,000 every hour, weekdays from 7 to 7 in our national cash contest. Tune in starting Monday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.